I don't think we got time for one last call. Who's up next, Ross?
We have Elliot on line 3.
Hello, Elliot. I'm listening.
Well, you see, Dr. Crane, I have this problem. I'm a salesman.
A salesman? How old are you?
43.
43?
Yeah.
Let's be truthful.
I'm 43.
No, Elliot, we were not born yesterday. Clearly, you are just an adolescent trying to prove to your little friends how clever you are by getting on the radio. But you know what you're really doing? You're taking time away from people with real problems.
Hey, I'm 43. I was going to say my problem is I have a very young-sounding voice that people make fun of all the time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Elliot. That was very insensitive of me.
Ha! Gotcha, Dr. Doofus.
Yes, indeed, you did get us, Elliot, but we are not so stuffy here on this program that we can't laugh at ourselves from time to time.
Ross, can't you keep these pebbly-faced little maggots off the air?
Well, that's our show for today. This is Dr. Crane signing off and wishing you good mental health.
Have a good weekend, Ross.
Wait, Fraser, I want to ask you a question. I want you to give me an honest answer.
No, that outfit does not make you look fat.
Well, that wasn't the question. Why would you think it was?
Well, as a rule, when a woman prefaces a question with, I want an honest answer, that's usually the question.
Well, I'm not that insecure.
All right. I'm sorry. You're right. Your question, please.
Would you say the back of my head is unattractive?
Ross, have you completely lost your mind?
No, I'm serious. You know how I have season tickets to the Seahawks games? Mm-hmm. Well, there's this really cute guy who sits right behind me. And a few weeks ago, we said hi and we smiled at each other. But so far, he hasn't asked me out yet. So I was thinking maybe there was something, you know, weird about the back of my head.
Ross, there could be hundreds of reasons why he hasn't asked you out.
Thank you. That makes me feel much
better. No. Maybe he's married. Maybe he's in a relationship. Maybe he's gay. Or maybe, just maybe, he's there to watch a football game and not cruise chicks.
Okay, you're right. I'm being ridiculous.
Of course you are. See you Monday.
All right. I saw that. Oh.
You are not getting the rest of my scone, so just forget it.
Mmm. It's really good, too. Num, num, num.
Listen, I don't care. You can sit there till you're blue in the face. As far as I'm concerned, you don't even exist. You're not even here.
Oh, all right. Here. Get fat. I got you again, huh? You're such a soft touch.
I am not.
Well, he never begs when I'm eating.
Well, maybe he doesn't like what you're eating.
Trust me, he's not picky. I saw him eat a beetle.
Eddie! Let's go for another walk.
I thought you already walked him this morning.
I did twice.
He's got to go again?
No, actually, I do. That didn't sound right. There's a very nice-looking gentleman who plays frisbee in the park with his Labrador. Eddie and I are hoping to run into them again. Come on, Eddie. He's just playing hard to get.
I'm glad somebody is.
Hey, Fraser, how about fixing that toilet of yours? It keeps running all the time. The noise is driving me crazy.
All right, Dad, I'll call a plumber.
No, what do you mean, call a plumber? You got two hands. Fix it yourself.
Dad, I am a doctor. More important things to do with my life than to fix a toilet. Hello, Niles.
Good news, Fraser. I pulled some strings at the spa, and they're squeezing us in for a salt glow with our Swedish massage.
Fabulous.
Forget about the plumber. I'll do it myself. My manicure is canceled on me.
Oh, Dad, you will not do it yourself.
I bet you don't even have any tools around here.
Oh, well, that's where you're wrong. Let me show you something, mister. Here. See this? Every possible tool for every possible need. Got this from Hammacher Schlemmer.
Is that turquoise inlay?
Yes, it also comes in ebony and onyx.
Onyx. Onyx is so showy. I don't think you want onyx.
I don't think so. I love onyx. Onyx is a stone that resonates with Indians.
This is why I never took any home movies. You two realize what a couple of delicate doilies you are? Gee, you don't know the meaning of the word self-reliant. Thank God there's not a national disaster happening. You'd be helpless.
Oh, a lemon zester. Yes.
You know, Niles, I'd actually like to fix that toilet just to prove Dad wrong.
Frasier, when a man is born with superior genes, the last challenge he should face involving a toilet is learning how to use one.
Yes, but we've conquered the intellectual world, but in the world of nuts and bolts, we're at the mercy of tradesmen.
You're serious?
Yes. We could borrow some tools and fix it ourselves. It'd be good practical experience, and it would shut Dad up.
We'll show him we're made of tougher stuff than he thinks.
Exactly.
And it's early. We can let the eucalyptus wrap be our reward. Ooh. Maris, I'm afraid I'll be delayed a few hours. Yes, Frasier and I have taken it upon ourselves to tackle a home repair. Yes, I'm working with my hands. Yes, I've worked up a bit of a sweat. I suppose I could take my shirt off.
Niles, what are you doing?
She seems to be getting aroused by my attempt at manual labor. Maris, I'm holding some sort of wrench.
Give me that. Hello, Maris. Maris, Niles is busy now. No, never mind what I'm wearing.
Now, may we continue, please?
Fine. All right. Take the ball cock assembly, thread it through the tank hole, fasten it under the tank with a lock nut.
Yes, very well. Lock nut. Yeah, I didn't see Niles until today. I didn't even know what a lock nut was.
That Niles is dead. Call me Dutch.
No, Niles. Working with our hands like this, I'm reminded of that glorious tradition of the Amish barn raising. All of the men of the village coming together, the mind, the muscle, all toward that one simple yet extraordinary goal. All right. We are ready to flush.
Here's to what the Crane brothers can accomplish when they put their minds to it. Flush away.
It's working! Oh, my God, it's working! Look, it's draining out of the tank, into the bowl.
Filling the bowl, and then the tank. Oh, I've seen it a million times, but never has it meant so much.
Glorious!
Frasier, shouldn't it be stopping now?
One would think so, yes.
It's overflowing.
Look at it. What does it say to do now?
It says nothing. Where are all your Amish friends now? The plumber's been called. The wine is properly chilled. Suddenly my world makes sense again.
We've had a tough day. We've tangled with a little pipe and porcelain. Now it's Montrachet time.
When you think about it, our only mistake today was trying to fix that toilet ourselves.
Yes, we tampered with the natural order of things.
But now, order has been restored. By hiring a plumber, that plumber can now afford, say, a Dolly Parton album. Miss Parton can then finance a national tour, which will, of course, come to Seattle, allowing some local promoter to make enough money to send his cross-dressing teenage son to us for $150 an hour therapy.
To the circle of life. Oh, must be the plumber.
Well, are you going to answer that, or are you going to hire somebody to do that for you, too?
Dad, we tried, okay?
Oh, please. I wasn't doing anything. Let me get it.
Somebody call for a plumber?
Not nearly soon enough.
Follow me.
What a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
Well, Daphne, we are not plumbers, we're psychiatrists.
Yeah, well, there are some heads you shouldn't tamper with.
Frasier, you've got to get him out of here.
What?
That man is not fit to touch your toilet.
Niles, have you been self-medicating again?
That was Danny Creasel.
Creasel the weasel? How can you be sure it's been 25 years?
I'd recognize him anywhere. He bullied me throughout my entire childhood.
He certainly didn't recognize you just now.
Well, perhaps that's because he wasn't sticking my head in a toilet and flushing it. That was his trademark. He called it a swirly.
Niles, you don't have to remind me of the Creasel reign of terror. I'm quite convinced I can trace my fear of confined spaces back to the time when his older brother, Billy, shoved me into a locker for wearing a girl's field hockey uniform.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to deny you your pain.
Thank you.
I can still hear the laughter and Creasel's mocking voice as he'd hoist me over the bowl. Hold your breath, Jocko. Then the crowd would start its awful chant. There goes Crane down the drain. There goes Crane down the drain.
Niles, 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 Niles! Get a hold of yourself. Stop it. Stop. Stop. You're no longer an awkward teenager. You're a renowned psychiatrist. Danny Creasel may have won a battle or two back in junior high, but that's where he peaked. You won the war. You know the expression? Living well is the best revenge.
It's a wonderful expression. Just don't know how true it is. I don't see it turning up in a lot of opera plots. Ludwig, maddened by the poisoning of his entire family, wreaks vengeance on Gunther in the third act by living well.
All right.
Whereupon Wotan, discovering his deception, wreaks vengeance on Gunther in the third act again by living even better than the Duke.
Oh, all right!
That's a new part, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're charging me for a new part, so I wouldn't want you using a used part.
What are you, the plumbing police?
I'll be back.
Don't mind me, I just came in for some aspirin. Tannic acid gives me the tiniest headache, but that's the price I pay for drinking nothing but expensive wine.
Hey. Yeah. Listen, you got a real mess here. I'm gonna have to call the shop, have my partner bring out a whole bunch of new parts. You're living with two guys on golden time. Is that okay with you?
It's only money.
Say, has somebody been trying to fix this thing?
Not me. I don't even set the clock in my Mercedes E320.
Boy, that's a nice car.
Yes, I should say it is.
Yeah. I had one for a while, but it was too small for the whole family, so we upgraded to the S-Class.
You have the big Mercedes?
Oh, yeah. And I gotta tell you, my 13-year-old's already got his eye on it. That's a great kid right there. Except he got in a fight at school the other day.
Oh, really? With some small-boned child with superior language skills?
No!
It was some big jerk on the football team who tried to steal his lunch money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like a bully.
Well, I gotta tell you. I'd rather you be a bully than one of those wussy kids that always gets picked on. You know the kind I'm talking about? Kids are too gutless to fight back.
So, you admire someone who fights back, do you?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, if you don't fight back, what are you? You're a wuss. You're a wimp. You're a...
Stop! Leave the man alone while he's trying to work.
What's Crane doing?
He's a little frustrated because I wouldn't let him do something. He's taking his anger out on my ficus.
I've never seen him so angry. He's like a madman.
Good Lord! There's a bee out there the size of a woodfinch.
Well, now you've had a chance to cool off. You ready to talk about this now?
No, I'm not ready yet.
Niles, I have to be honest, I'm a little disappointed in you. Were you actually going to stick another human being's head into a toilet?
You don't seem to understand. I feel this rage.
It's as if this beast has been awakened within me. Can you get that for me?
Niles. You see, there is a beast in all of us. Part of becoming a rational adult is learning to control it. That is what separates us from the Kreezels of this world.
That and their tendency to squat on their haunches and groom each other.
Don't you see, you have an opportunity with Danny that I have never had with Billy to confront him as a rational adult and achieve some closure.
Easier said than done, Fraser. One look at that oafish face, those dead Kreezel eyes. You see, there is no chance for communication.
Yes, there is, Niles. There has to be.
I can't go in there and talk to him. If the coward turns his back on me, I'll attack him again.
No, you won't. You're not a child anymore. Now come with me. I'm taking you to the bathroom.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to have a word with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to take you back in time to the 1970s. There was an intellectually gifted young student at John Adams Junior High. You took it upon yourself to terrorize that student simply because he was different from you. I was that student.
No kidding.
I was hoping we could step into the living room and come to some sort of understanding.
It's okay with me. Any room in the house is still $59 an hour. I'll be right back, Billy.
Billy?
That's my brother for you. Always getting into stuff. But if you ask me, your friend over there is getting all worked up over nothing.
You think so, Billy?
Kids pick on other kids. It's part of growing up. If anything, it made those weak kids tougher.
Really?
Come on, you're a big guy. You must have been involved in some kind of stuff.
Oh, I was involved. Billy, I would like to take you back in time.
No, let me take you back. I remember once we jammed this Poindexter into a locker wearing a girl's field hockey uniform.
No, I'm sorry. I just don't remember you.
Well, perhaps you'll remember third period gym class. You used to make me wear my jock strap like a tiara.
Oh, yeah. Were you the kid who used to carry his gym shorts in an attaché case?
It was a valise.
I remember you. Boy, those were some crazy times. Do you ever see any of the old gang?
Look, you're missing the point. I was severely scarred by those experiences.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't defend everything I did back in junior high. I mean, who can? But let's face it. When you show up at school wearing a tweed blazer with elbow patches and carrying a valise, I mean, I think the guilt here is 50-50.
He's yelling at us something about repressed tendencies. So he stuffed a fire extinguisher down his pants. We called it
a jetpack.
That's it! And you remember them all.
Well then, my next question to you would be, why did you behave this way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess because people thought it was funny.
I see. So then, to get this validation, you would, say, squeeze my head between your ankles and hop around the lunchroom.
I did that to you?
Yes. How does that make you feel?
Well, kind of bad.
The healing has begun.
So in front of the whole bus, we pantsed him. He's yelling at us, "Give me back my pants!" But whoops, they fell out the window.
So then it's possible his acts of aggression were actually misplaced outbursts aimed at your father.
Yes.
He was the real bully, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Let it out, Danny.
Danny, let it out.
Nothing I ever did was good enough for him. I am so sorry that I picked on you, man. I just wanted to be good at something, and I was good at that.
You were the best.
And then we made him dance the hula in his underwear in front of all the girls. You should have been there.
I was there.
Thanks. This has just been terrific for me.
I can't take all the credit. Half the thanks belongs to my brother. He convinced me that a civilized person can work anything out, as long as he approaches it in a calm, rational manner.
Run, Niles, run! The beast is loose!
So you really shoved his head right in here?
I don't know, Dad. It's really all sort of a blur. I guess I just lost control.
Bet it felt good, though, didn't it?
No. Felt damn good.
Ah, it's too bad you didn't do it 20 years ago. You could have given him a much better swirly. These low-flow toilets don't have the same velocity as the other ones. So what did he do to you?
He didn't have the nerve to do a thing.
You paid him off, huh?
I've never written a check so quickly in my life.
Well, there she goes. Good as new.
Thanks, Dad. Can I buy you a beer?
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Come on, Eddie. Oh, for God's sake, Eddie, don't drink out of the toilet. Some guy just had his head in there.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?